It's 2 minutes to seven on breakfast, and that's time to check the finance news with Rebecca Higham. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi, Fran. Stocks on Wall Street are making good gains towards the end of the session with some encouraging manufacturing data boosting investor sentiment. US factory activity accelerated at its fastest pace in nearly 4 years in February. And in some further positive signs for the jobs market, new applications for unemployment insurance fell in the last week. With an hour left in trading now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 113 points to 16,153. The S&P 500's 11 points higher at 1,839, and the Nasdaq's up almost 0.2% to 4,264. It was a bit of a mixed session in Europe, but London's FTSE 100 posted gains of 0.25% to 6,813. The Australian share market's set to follow US shares higher. In futures trading, the SPY 200's up 43 points to 5,424. The Australian dollar has edged a bit lower. A short time ago, it was worth 89.95 US cents. On the cross rates, it's buying 65.5 euro cents, 54 British pence, 92 Japanese yen, and $1.08 in New Zealand. Checking commodities, West Texas crude has slipped to $103.18 US a barrel. A barrel of Tapas is slightly lower at $115.71 US, and spot gold has increased to $1,320 US dollars an ounce. And Fran, that wraps up the latest news from the international market.